The land was located in the town of Henford, at the northwestern corner of the county. On the drive there, the real estate agent turned to me and asked me a question. She was sitting in the passenger seat, dwarfed by my enormous SUV, her thick, pale knees pressed together below the hem of a coarse green skirt. Her hands were stubby and rested on her lap, the left laid flat over the right. She said, "So, what brings you back to Jerrysburg?" I had, in fact, been anticipating this question, and had spent the bulk of the drive so far attempting to formulate a reasonable answer. After a moment, I told her that I was trying to get back to my roots.
"Your parents, they still around here?"
"In a sense, they're buried here," I said. "They died when I was still a young man."
"Oh."
"Their names were Sibel and Brian Lesh," I said. "They lived on Jefferson Street, where I grew up." She frowned.
"Where's that again?"
"The west end of town," I said. "I understand it's where they put the new sports field for the high school." She paused before replying.
"Oh, right. They never finished that. The high school got consolidated with Milan High."
She looked up at me.
"I remember it when I was a kid, them knocking the houses down."
I nodded. "It was after my time."
"I guess so."
The village quickly gave way to farmland, much of it abandoned and overgrown with scrub. If the area's misfortune were to continue for another 50 years, it would all be forest again, as it had doubtless been before it was settled by Europeans. The road weaved and lurched, following the hills, and I grimaced as my ill-considered morning snack shifted in my stomach. Luckily, it was not far to the plot of land. Jennifer held a survey map, which she turned this way and that, studying it, then peering out the window.
"Okay," she said as we passed a road marked Minerva. "I think this is it, maybe? Starting on the left?"
Even from my vantage point on the driver's side, it was obvious that the plot of land began, in fact, on the right. Jennifer was holding the map upside down. I told her so, and she corrected her grip with a small grunt of acknowledgment. Clearly, she was not the type to accept others' authority with ease.